Okay, to Alaska now, where there's an orchestra unlike any other in the world. It's made up of a group of women who perform music at mostly an amateur level, and yet they sell out every one of their concerts. They also happen to live together in one big house. From Alaska Public Radio, David Shurtleff reports.
Inside an old auditorium north of Anchorage, 11 women are tuning and warming up. In just an hour, this empty room will be packed with a large and uniquely appreciative audience. Viola player Sarah Jane Kaufman explains.
You know they're comfortable with us, and that's really cool. You don't get that weird vibe from them like, ugh, these criminals.
Yeah, she said criminals, as in felons or prisoners. And that's because all of the musicians in the orchestra are inmates inside Highland Mountain Correctional Facility. Like Sarah, the women tend to be middle-aged and unexpectedly pretty, people you'd be more likely to find at a PTA meeting than a penitentiary. But all of them have been convicted of serious crimes, ranging from drug possession to murder. The only requirement to join is serving a long enough sentence to learn how to play. Patty Crowfoot created the program and runs a nonprofit called Arts on the Edge to fund it.
Stringed instruments are really hard. We were out of pitch for a good year.
And sometimes they still are. But the struggle with scale staffs and sonatas is only a fraction of the problem. When Crowfoot first started the orchestra 5 years ago, challenges included everything from collecting donated instruments to getting the prison superintendent to let them ditch their prisoner-issued yellow uniforms for their live shows.
The first concert was in June in Alaska, which, you know, in June in Alaska, the sun is up most of the time. And it was really funny because when he was contemplating the black outfits, he said, I don't know, I think it's against prison regulations because they could kind of like steal away into the night. And I said, Dean, it's June, the sun's not going to go down. And he says, okay, you can get the black outfits.
And there have been other times that prison rules have slowed down the orchestra. Like the time that two key musicians nearly missed a show because they were in solitary confinement. But despite everything that can and does go wrong, the prison orchestra appears to be teaching some valuable lessons. Take viola player Jackie Bennett, for example. She's scheduled to be released later this summer after serving a 5-year sentence.
You've got to be able to come together. Teamwork. I mean, those are all skills that you're going to need wherever you go. You know, and you learn them in orchestra. I've learned so much from it besides just playing an instrument and just being blessed with that.
And that's exactly what creator Patty Crowfoot had in mind when she started the orchestra.
A lot of the gals have told me it's the one time in the week where they forget that they're incarcerated. We're just a group of friends that play music together.
And for the next hour, they are the Highland Mountain Correctional Orchestra. Playing today's concert to a room packed full of fellow inmates, there are simply 11 women dressed in concert black, performing for a sea of prison yellow. For NPR News, I'm David Shurtleff in Anchorage.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.